interest rates make matters worse. The Fed policy setting that neither stokes nor reins in growth has been creeping lower as growth slows, a trend that has been slowly playing out for years across advanced economies. That's why policymakers have not been able to lift rates more despite a very long expansion. The economy needs very low rates just to sustain historically ho-hum progress, and it leaves the Fed with far less ammunition to fight future downturns. Gone are the days of cutting 5 percentage points to goad growth back to life, as the Fed did in 2007 and 2008. Between the continuing shortfall and the Fed's more limited room to maneuver, officials think the risks of waiting too long to adjust policy are much greater than the costs of going early and later discovering that they could have held off. It is better to take preventative measures than to wait for disaster to unfold, John Williams, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, said on July 18th. When you have only so much stimulus at your disposal, it pays to act quickly to lower rates at the first sign of economic distress. The Fed has acted early to get ahead of the curve in the past. Of the 7 initial rate cuts that have happened outside of recessions in the past 30 years, moves that were or could have been seen as precautionary, 1998 is the most similar to now. As Armageddon smashed the box office and 8-year-olds across the country struggled to keep Tamagotchis alive, the job market looked hot. Inflation lingered below 2%, and like today, the economic picture at home looked mixed as risks abroad mounted. Back then, a financial crisis in Russia, a contraction in Japan, and election and reforms in Brazil threatened the United States' expansion. The Fed cut by a quarter point in September 1998 and followed that up with an impromptu cut in mid-October and another in November. The economy righted itself. But there are major differences between that experience and this one. The Fed moved quickly in 1998 while stock markets were sinking on the heels of very real events, including the near failure of long-term capital management, a major hedge fund. This time, the Fed merely signaled coming moves when both real economic data and stocks were wobbling back in May and early June, spooked by the specter of trade escalation. Economic data has since improved, and the Fed's guidance helped to send equity indexes to record highs. We did not move at the June meeting, but in effect we did move at the June meeting because markets already priced that in, James Bullard, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, told reporters on July 19th. Mr. Bullard and other Fed officials have tried to signal that this cut may be isolated if the economy stays on track. Despite their assurances that policy will be flexible and data-dependent, and a recent improvement in several economic indicators, market pricing suggests investors are betting on further easing before the end of the year.